awesome night outside, but it is hot inside the Charger Dome tonight. We got a full house, an excited crowd. It's a whiteout here in the Charger Dome. We are just about 3 minutes away from basketball action. First round district play between the Sheridan Chargers hosting tonight and the visiting Oskaloosa Indians. Sheridan comes in with a record of 18-3, one of the best seasons in Charger history. Oskaloosa is almost reverse of that. They are 1-20 on the season. On paper, Mark, this looks like it shouldn't be much of a matchup, but one of those games where you have to come out and get a good rhythm going and get in just a good flow offensively and defensively both. So then you go in hopefully with the win tonight and then going into Thursday's game with everything clicking.
Well, absolutely, Jake. And Oskaloosa may be 1-20, but you take a look at the scores of their game, and they were in almost every single game.
Uh-huh.
Last Tuesday night we played at Oskaloosa, and we blew them out pretty convincingly in the first half. But to be honest, the second half was a wash, Jake. And if we play like we played in the second half and Oskaloosa plays the way they played in the second half of last Tuesday's game, this could be upset number two, and we sure don't want that.
Yeah, speaking of upsets, you're referring to the first game. Knoxville comes in at 5-16 versus Centerville, who's 16-5. You know, so again, on paper, it looks like Centerville is probably going to come in and get a victory. Not so fast, my friends. The Knoxville Panthers end up knocking off Centerville in game one tonight here at the Charger Dome. I believe the score was 82-74. Yeah. So Knoxville played really well, showed good poise down the stretch, and hung on to the game.
That was the score. You know what? Those two teams played the first game of the season this year, and the score was almost identical with Knoxville winning that game, too.
But
one of only five wins for Knoxville, one of the only five losses for Centerville.
Yeah, good point, Mark. And we're about 35 seconds away here. Tell you what, why don't you go ahead and get us starting lineups here,
okay,
Mark, and then we'll maybe pause for the national anthem.
Okay, well, starting lineup for the Oskaloosa Indians. Max Johnson, averaging 3 points a game, starting at guard. Spencer Medlin, a forward, averaging 8.5 points a game. Curtis Ryder, 4.2 points a game, but a very good ball handler. And he's a forward, but he takes care of the ball really well and does a nice job of rebounding. Kajana Jung, a forward, averaging 5.2 points a game. And leading the team, the Oskaloosa Indians team, is a guy that we would like to keep in Sheridan, Ryan Ryder. His dad was the principal at Sheridan High School and was one of the voices of the Chargers for a long time. And now he's the superintendent of schools in Oskaloosa. He's averaging 14 points a game, by far the leading scorer, along with 8 rebounds per game. The Sheridan Chargers, are they going to do the national anthem, or are they going to do the... No, they're going to do the starting lineup. Okay, so for the Sheridan Chargers, the starting lineup for the champions of the South Central Conference, number 4, Derek Lang. Derek is averaging 23 points per game, which ranks him second among all scorers in Iowa 3A. That's awesome. He's made 44 three-pointers. Derek is in a select group, guards with over 100 rebounds, 107 so far this season. He's just a sophomore. Number 30, T.J. Hawkinson, also a sophomore. And T.J. is an offensive and defensive rebound leader for the entire state. Okay, he's leading everybody in rebounds. I call him Windex because the way he cleans the glass time after time after time. Jake, TJ has 273 rebounds this season.
Yeah.
That's 55 more than the guy who's in second.
I know, Sam Mark, and that guy's not even close.
Yeah, that's 13 rebounds a game, and that's just phenomenal. And he's averaging just under 20 points per game. So that's awesome. Senior, number 23, Willie Felderman, happens to be my favorite ball player on the team. And Willie, I can say that, folks, because he's my son. Okay, Willie ranks number 6 in the state in block shots. He's issued 43 vetoes so far this season. He's averaging 13 points a game, going to go with 8 rebounds per game. Number 15, Christian Bankston, is also a senior. And he's 7th in the entire state 3A in assists, 112 dishes so far this season to go along with 39 steals. T-Bang has 7 points per game average, and he's just playing some great ball. Oh, by the way, he also, yeah, I was just saying about the fact that Derrick has over 100 rebounds for a guard. Christian Benson has 98.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a pretty elite group. They'll probably get two more tonight at least. And then finally, Ben Moret is a senior. He's averaging 2.3 points per game, two rebounds. And so far this season, he's been credited with 74 assists.
And let's take a real quick break here, Mark, and we'll come back for tip-off. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
First Credit Union, we're running full speed ahead by offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.99% APR for up to 66 months. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance today. Or get yourself that new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.99% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Direct deposit required. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
641-203-0578. That's the number for Bingham Construction. Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes and doing remodeling, general repair, long enough for folks to know if you want to be treated right and get the job done right, that's the number to call. For a new home, a garage, remodeling, from simple to complex, call Bingham Construction. 641-203-0578. Hey, we're not making this stuff up. Ask anybody.
Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss. So we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
And let's go back to the Charger Dome. Here's Jake and Mark.
Thanks, Joe. Back in the Charger Dome, live in Sheridan, Jake Schroeder, Mark Fetterman. We are just seconds away from tip-off. Willie Fetterman tipping off for the Chargers, and Spencer Medlin for the Oskaloosa Indians. Oskaloosa in their maroon uniforms with white trim. Sheridan in their home whites with the red trim, and we are set for basketball. First-round district action. Ball's up. Goes to Sheridan. So Sheridan with the first possession of the ball game tonight. See if we can get off to a hot start here. Bankston. Over to Moret on the right side. Gets it tipped away. Now back out to Bankston. Over to Felderman. He's at the top of the circle. Now tries to drive left. Nothing happening. Over to Moret. Now back to Bankston. Thought about a tree. Dishes it down to Felderman. He goes up, and he's going to get fouled right away. It's the first foul of the game. Willie Felderman is going to get two shots from the line. Willie, a 60% free throw shooter on the year. 62.7 to be exact.
I'm thinking that your color guy should have that stuff.
I know his dad is probably going to be working with him, and next week we're going to up that as he misses the first one.
That's the one thing I know he can do better, shoot free throws.
Right? he can do a little better at free throws. I'm not going to say a word.
That's the worst thing he does. We'll be all right, though. Willie makes the second one up this year, and he very seldom misses both of them. Yeah, he's having a spectacular year, Mark. He's had, in the last just couple weeks here, just some tremendous games where he's had several double-doubles and just doing everything for the Chargers. So Oskaloosa with their first possession of the game. Number 31, Spencer Medlin with the ball. He's looking around, Sheridan in a man-to-man, it looks like right now. They throw it away. Oskaloosa throws it away. Willie Felderman comes up with it. Moret now up to Lang. Their Chargers looking to push the ball. Lang cross-court past the bank, and he takes an open three. Yes, yeah, on three-pointer tips to Bankston. Big Sheridan open to an early 4-0 lead, and that gets the crowd going early. Sheridan sticking in the man-to-man now. Oskaloosa basketball. Max Johnson with it. Pounded by Ben Moret, almost a five-second call. Maybe should have been. Now he gets rid of it. Drive down low with dishes, and it's up and good by number 31, Spencer Medlin. Nice little dish there. Oskaloosa got out of the trap, went down the lane, dished it up and in for two. A 4-2 ball game early going. Felderman now with it down the other end for the Chargers. He's going to drive. Pump fake's no good. Lang tries for the rebound, and it goes off of him, out of bounds, so Oskaloosa basketball.
Sheridan in a man-to-man defense, as they'll pick him up at about half court. Ryan Ryder comes down, Felderman picks him up. Medlin being guarded by T.J. Hawkinson.
Oskaloosa looking to really be patient here. They don't want to get in a running match with Sheridan tonight. As here's that Ryder, nope, that's Medlin. Spencer Medlin, he gets down that left block again. He puts it up and over Hawkinson.
And that's it for Medlin.
Yep, 4 points really for Medlin. So Sheridan with the ball. Felderman over to Bankston. He takes another three. This time it's off the rim. Felderman high off the floor for a rebound. And they're going to call Felderman for a travel before the shot. He took a shot, pump fake, put it in, and they're going to call a travel. I didn't see that. We're on the far end of the court, so we'll give the guy that was right down the benefit of the doubt.
You can. I'm not going to. That was my kid.
Max Johnson brings it up for the Indians. Now he's hounded by Moret. Johnson gets by him. He dishes it down to Ryder. Ryder up and in. That's three times now, Mark. Three times now that Sheridan's allowed that little drive down the lane and just dump pass for an easy layup. You got to prevent that from happening. Too easy. So Felderman now gets a nice pass from Moret down low. He puts it up. Nice little jump hook from Felderman. And that's almost automatic when Willie gets it down there in the lane. 6-6 ball game, 5:22 left in the first quarter. Johnson swings it over to Ryder Curtis. Oskaloosa seems like they have a lot of names where the last name should be the first name.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, Oskaloosa with a long three-point attempt. Oh, again, Felderman skies for the rebound. Up to Lang, looking to push it. No numbers. So Lang's going to stop and take a three-pointer. One ball! There's about a run-on-four. Derek Lang decided, well, if you're going to leave me open some three-point range, I'll take it from the right wing and knock it down. So Lang hit this first shot of the night. That's always a good sign.
It is. 3 points by Bankston, 3 points by Felderman, 3 points by Lang.
And that's what you call bounce scoring early on.
Right. So that's Chargers cubed is what that is.
Oskaloosa basketball. Ryder swings it over to Johnson. Down low to Medlin. Medlin puts it up. No good. T.J. Hawkinson tried to draw a foul, and that was a good no call by the referee.
Oh, shoot.
And here's a turnover on the other end by the Chargers. Chargers pushed the basketball. Felderman got it. Had a nice dispatch to the Moret, and Moret just wasn't ready for it. I don't think it just went off.
Willie Shue just went right up with it.
Yep.
Sometimes, if there's going to be a knock on the Chargers this year, that they've been too unselfish sometimes.
Yeah.
They've instead of taking the ball to the hoop themselves, they'll dish it off. There have been other times that's not been the knock. But
when we move the basketball, we've got three guys that can score about any time, so that's tough to defend.
It is.
4:10 left, first quarter, Sheridan 9-6. Medlin gets the basketball on the post, up against Felderman. Might have got a piece of it.
I think he did.
Shot's no good, rebound Bankston. He pushes that up to Lang on the right wing. Lang takes the baseline, pitches it over to Moret, now kicks it out to Bankston. Back to Moret. He takes a little 15-footer. No good. Rebound.
Ryder.
And up to the other end of the court we go with Oskaloosa. Max Johnson slows it down for the Indians. Swings it over left side to Ryder. Up top of the key to DeJohn. Right side, right wing, I should say. Ryder Curtis back up to Johnson now. Johnson just taking his time. Sheridan still in the man-to-man. Curtis with the basketball. Dribble drives. Put it out by Bankston. There's a quick hands by Christian Bankston. Lang going the other way behind his back. Passes it forward across the lane to Felderman. Felderman puts it up short. He might have got eight on the arm. He gets his own rebound, though, as a fight for it. And now Sheridan gets the ball back out at the top of the key. Lang dishes over to Bankston. He's going to take a three-pointer from the right wing, airballs it. A lot of outside shooting right now as the Indians have the rebound and come the other way. They're not looking to push the basketball tonight. They're looking to slow this game down and keep it a low-scoring game. That looks to be the early strategy, which I would say is a good strategy.
That's the smart thing for Oskaloosa to do, take the throw out of the ball.
Sheridan forcing maybe a few three-pointers. There's his Ryder takes a three-pointer from the right wing. No good. Rebound Bankston. Bankston really active so far early in the game. He gets it up to Lang. Lang cuts in the lane. A little good away. Jumper good. Wow, that's a nice shot. That's a really tough shot, too. It's a little fadeaway jumper in the lane about 12 feet away. Nothing but net. Sheridan takes an 11-6 lead. We've got just a 30-second timeout here. Let's keep it here. We've got 2:30 left in the first period. Sheridan up 11-6. Lang with five early points. Felderman with three. And Bankston with three. Mark, you're saying nice to see something in the lane there. Sheridan's been taking mainly outside shots so far, and you know, we got to try to get it down the block and get some high percentage shots, because I think we can do that all night against Oskaloosa.
They've been getting it inside to Willie, and Willie's had a couple shots on the inside that have been good. But TJ has pretty much been a no-show so far offensively. And so that's something you got to work on.
He hasn't touched the ball yet. You know, I don't know if he's even touched the ball on offense, to be honest with you. So, yeah, it'd be nice to see if we can get him going. But
Jordan Silver steps into the game for the Indians.
Nick Waters also is in. He's got the basketball right now for the Indians. He's at the point. Shaky ball handler, and Bankston sees that. Almost steals it. Now he picks up his dribble over to Ryder. Ryder drives lane. He forces up a shot. No good. There's Hawkinson with the rebound. Good box out. Bankston now pushing it the other way for the Chargers. Over to Fetterman. Baseline. Goes up and gets fouled. And he's in a good shot. That's a good, strong move by Willie. And what he's, I don't know if you thought on this or what, Mark, but he's been doing all year long. He's been doing that aggressive jump stop where he does a power move. Instead of going up, stops with one leg. He jump stops, goes up strong with two hands on the ball.
I would love to take credit for that. But you want to know something seriously,
that's
but
true. That's too athletic of a move for you, right?
Way too athletic of a move for me.
Solderman puts up the first shot, and
oh, no good. Oh, boy. Right down there on the bench, you've got the Lynch brothers, Kelly and Chad, and they have put hours and hours and hours beyond regular time in with Willie this offseason, and it's really shown.
Yeah, probably the most improved player on the team from last year, and that's saying a lot because he was a darn good player last year, too. Makes the second free throw. Sheridan doubles up, not Oskaloosa now, 12-6. Like to see some pressure on the basketball here as Nick Waters brings it up for the Indians. Doesn't look real comfortable dribbling, and here's a toss away by the Indians out of bounds. Tried to get it inside to Wade Voderbeck. Hopefully I'm saying that right. And it went off his fingertips. As Max Johnson comes back into the game now for Waters. Great end of the game now for the Chargers. Also, Ben Moret takes a seat. So up the offensive end of the court we go for the Chargers. Hawkinson with it on the right wing. Gets it over to Banks atop the key. Nice swing pass to Breda. Now back to Lang. Lang looks at the shoot. Gets a double team. Finds the open man. Bankston drives the lane. Good. Good job by Derek Lang there. Gets the double team. Recognizes the open man and finds him a cutting Christian Bankston into the lane for 2 points. 14-6 now. Sheridan with the lead.
And that's 5 points for Seabank.
Yeah, good start. He's been all over the court. Rebound, steals, and points. Oskaloosa throws up a three-pointer. No good. Rebound Hawkinson. That was by Jack Moore into the game now. Up to Brady we go. Right wing. He pulls it out. The Felderman swings it over to Bankston. Now back to Felderman. Nice little give and go. And Felderman once again does that nice power move, and he gets fouled.
It'd be nice. Felderman pop in.
Yeah, Felderman back to the line now. We'll see if he can hit both ends of the free throw. He's 2 for 4 so far in the early going. 1 minute, 6 seconds left. Sheridan up 14-6. Felderman, first shot is up, and it's
good.
We'll see if we can knock them both down here. Willie's doing a really good job cutting to the basket. He's done about the third time that, you know, sometimes in basketball, it's as simple as cut to the basket when you don't have the ball, and good things will happen. Felderman puts the second one up, and that's good. 16-6 now. Sheridan's broken up to open a double-digit lead. 16-6. 1 minute, 5 seconds now. The clock's running. It's in for a second. Max Johnson hounded by Bankston once again. Bankston probably got about 6 inches on Johnson, too. Johnson shakes him off. Throws up a three. No good. Right side. Lang corrals a rebound behind his back now. Avoids the double-team trap.
Well, Lang is good.
Yeah, he's handling the ball really well. He puts it up to Bankston. Bankston down low to Felderman. Oh, nice move by Willie Felderman. Good move! He snuck it up his defense on the right block, puts it up and good. So Willie Felderman doing it all right now for the Chargers. 18-6 lead. Willie with 10 early points. And here's a block shot that it looked like, but they're going to get Brett Rader for a foul.
Okay.
On the other line.
Watching T.J. Hawkinson, and I thought, they're going to call him. He was straight up. And
they got Brett from behind. Looked like Brett had a lot of ball, though.
But when you're going from behind, you're going to get that call.
Yep. Wade Voderbeck. Voderbeck. That's a tough Voderbeck. We'll just leave it at that.
We'll call him Wade.
We'll call him Wade. He puts us the first three out on it.
Wade Boggs.
Yep. Boggs would definitely be a lot easier. So Wade puts up the second free throw, and it's good. And he's going to come out of the game. Number 41, Kajana DeJong back in. 34 seconds left in the first quarter. Sheridan up 10, 18-8. We'll see if they hold it for the last shot here. Usually they do, but we'll see what Coach Cooley wants. Bankston with it now. Over to Seldeman, right wing. Cross-court pass, dangerous pass. Great, he corrals it. Left wing, though, dribbles. Dishes it down to Felderman, a little too high. And I don't think Willie was ready for that. He didn't get his feet off the ground. I think he was looking for the swing pass, and Brett kind of tossed it up high over his head. Tough pass to him, and it goes out of bounds. So not the possession you want there for the Chargers. Holding for the last shot, and instead they threw it away. So they're going to give the Indians an opportunity with 20 seconds left to get the final possession possibly of this quarter. And Sheridan going to pick up a full court press here on the inbounds pass. Not a bad idea, as Oskaloosa doesn't look to have a real strong ball handler. So Oskaloosa with it in their front court. DeJong with it. He's looking. 6 seconds left now. Somebody's going to have to put it up. Taken. Now they are going to throw it up. That's going to be well short. And Derek Lang gets the rebound. He gets up a half-court shot. Too late after the buzzer. And that's the end of the first quarter. So good first quarter for the Chargers. They lead 18-8. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Whether you are recovering from a fall, illness, stroke, or surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center can help. Using comprehensive and individual treatment plans, we work to help you regain your mobility, strength, and daily function. With therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services, visit us online at www.lchcia.com or call us at 641-774-3213 to make an appointment.
At Community First Credit Union, we're running full speed ahead by offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.99% APR for up to 66 months. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance today. Or get yourself that new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.99% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Direct deposit required. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Jake Schroeder, Mark Felderman back in Sheridan. Second quarter underway. Oskaloosa with the first possession of the second quarter. They hoist up a three-point attempt. No good. They get their own rebound, shot up, and that is good. Nice little bank shot off the rebound by Jack Moore for the Indians. Sheridan up 18-10 here at the start of the second quarter as Willie Felderman gets it for the Chargers on the other end, puts it up and good. Willie Felderman on fire right now. How many is that for Willie, Mark?
Well, we have a discrepancy.
Okay. I'll let you and Duke it out here while we share it up 20-10. At least 10, put it that way, right?
Okay.
At least half of the team's points so far for Willie. So Indians with the basketball, they dump it down low. And we're going
to... Yeah,
nice call. That's a good call by the referee there.
He really put his hat. But it was the shoulder angle.
Derek Lang was straight up at number 41, Kajana DeYoung. We've been corrected. It's DeYoung, not DeJong. He initiated contact, dropped his shoulder into Lang, and that's a good call by the referee. That was a tough angle to see that, too.
That's a good Dutch name.
Sheridan with the ball now. Lang with the top of the key over to Bankston. He drives baseline. He's going to get fouled, hammered, and get two shots. The ball almost went in. Good job by Christian Bankston there. He got the ball on the right wing and saw that the whole side was open and nobody shifted over on defense for the Indians, so he just took it right to the hoop. Got hammered and goes to the line for two.
Christian Bankston is a 78% free throw shooter.
Thanks, Statman. And he put the first one in. They really, T.J. Hawkinson has been shooting a lot better lately from the line, too. So our main four or five guys are shooting pretty well from the line right now. Bankston puts the first one in, and he's got the ball now for the second one. Crowd a little quiet tonight. Big crowd. Puts the second one up off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Ryder.
Well, he's had his miss for the night. Now he can.
We jinxed him. Moret now hounding Nick Waters in the game, and he almost gets a steal, and they do get the steal, and it goes out of bounds, unfortunately, off Sheridan.
But great hustle, yeah. Especially Sam Moret on that. And whenever the ball is on the ground, you can depend on Derek Lang and Christian Bankston to be on the ground after it.
And Waters comes out now. Max Johnson right back in. Max Johnson really their only ball handler for the Indians. And he's getting hounded. And we're going to get a call here on Emmerich. Yeah. Good call. Going for a loose ball and just got a little too much contact. So
yeah, he bumped into him, but it was not a It was a good hustle foul is what it was.
Just the second team foul on Sheridan. It's been a pretty clean game so far for the Chargers. Five team fouls on the Indians. Sideline pass comes inbounds now to Johnson, guarded by Moret. They're going to trap him, Bankston and Moret. Now Bankston's going to come off and follow his man in the man-to-man defense, the Chargers. Hockenson, good defense. Good defense by T.J. Hockenson. Forces a tough shot, no good, but the rebound goes to the Roderbeck, and he puts it up and in. Here's Lois Alderman now right away on the other end, takes the 15-foot baseline jumper, no good. Weak side rebound to Roderbeck. Johnson with it, hounded by Moret. Ren Moret just all over the ball handler right now, having great defense. And here's a call by Bankston. Great job by Christian Bankston. They got it down the block. Bankston comes from behind, taps it away. Now Lang pushes it the other way. He's going to put it up and under. No good. Hockenson with his first offensive rebound and put back with the game. C.J. Hockenson gets in the scorebook here. He's been a little quiet, and that's what he does best. Cleans up the glass and puts those putbacks up and in for the Chargers. 23-12, Sheridan with the lead. 5:42 left. Oh, exact play his last time as Bankston comes from behind, but almost knocks it away. This time, Spencer Medlin's able to corral it. He turns and puts up a shot, and T.J. Hockenson's going to get called for a foul. Boy, it looks like T.J. was straight up there. That's a tough call on T.J.
Couple things here. Christian Bankston's already got three really nice steals in this game.
Yeah.
He's taking away in situations like that. The first free throw is up, and no good. And then the other thing I wanted to say is that the Indians have five fouls, but every one of them have been in the act of shooting.
Yeah.
And so Sheridan has gone to the line every single time they've been fouled.
Good play, Marcus. Medlin's at the line for a second free throw. He puts it up, and it's good. So he cuts the lead to 10, 23-13 Chargers. Moret with the basketball. Indians in a man-to-man. Felderman with it over to Bankston. Bankston trying to cross-court pass. He threw it off the side of the backboard, but it went right back to him. Felderman now gets it. Oh, wow, Willie Felderman.
And one.
Willie Felderman drives baseline, drop step, spin move, up and in, and one opportunity. That was a beautiful move, Mr. Mark.
He's just playing fantastic tonight.
Playing with a lot of confidence the last 3 weeks I've seen him. He's just been playing with a lot of confidence. So Felderman's at the line for a three-point play opportunity. Just great footwork on that drive to drop step, spin without traveling, and just good awareness where the basket was. Up and good. And now Ben Moret puts a little pressure in the backcourt on Johnson and have trouble getting it in, but they just get it in for a five-second call. Moret picking him up all the way up the court. Johnson gets it over right side to Ryder. Ryder up top to Medlin. Medlin over to Johnson. Johnson gets it down low to Roderbeck. And nice little jump hook, and he puts it up and in. Gets the roll. So 26-15 the score now. 5 minutes left. Second quarter. Hockenson with it, looking for Felderman. Now he throws it cross court to Bankston. Back to Hockenson. He's going to fire away, and well short, fire away a shot just past the elbow. Not really a shot he usually takes there. I think he's looking to get in the action. Got to let the game come to him a little bit. Here's a drive by
nice move.
Medlin, and somehow he gets it to crawl in at a weird angle, and he takes it to Lang. Back the other way we go. Christian Bankston gets a nice pass from Hockenson, puts it up and in, and gets fouled.
That's 8 points for Christian, and he's got a chance to make it nine.
Hey, Christian Bankston, great game so far. And then once again, he just did the simple old basketball rule, cuts the basket, you know. And he puts in the free throw. T.J. Hockenson finds him cutting the basket. He ends up getting a pretty good look in a three-point play.
It's no secret that the sophomores have really led this team this year and last.
Yeah.
But tonight, so far, the seniors have taken control of this one.
Yeah. Yeah, Christian Bankston, maybe one of the most underrated players in 3A. As here's a travel call on Ryder the other way. So Sheridan's going to get the basketball off the turnover.
Ryan Ryder, just a junior, and he's going to be a good ball player for the Indians next year.
That can be a little tough when you're the primary scoring option and you don't really have that second guy that, you know, can distribute the basketball or create some attention. All the focus is on him, and sometimes it's tough to get clean looks against a team like Sheridan. Bakkinson gets the ball. Now back to Bankston. Bankston dribbles it up top to Moret. Moret's going to dribble drive. Now dumps it down to Felderman. He puts it up. No good. And now the other way we go. Johnson with the basketball. Gets it over. Baseline. Good block. Felderman. And they're going to call a foul on Felderman. That was all ball. And that was Ryder Curtis trying to shoot it for the Indians, and he's going to get two shots at the line. We're right in front of this play with a good angle, and that was definitely all ball. Unless they saw something we didn't. And Curtis.
Well, they obviously saw something that I didn't.
Yeah.
But it was. Yeah. Ryder Curtis is a nice kid.
Of course, I have this bar in front of me here that I can't see. Maybe I missed some. The second shot in and out, and then rebounded by Felderman. 29-18, Sheridan with the lead. Moret with it, now over to Bankston. He's going to drive, now kick out to Lang. Lang, hounded by Curtis, now over to Bankston. Back to Moret. He takes a little 12-footer. Good.
Yeah,
Ben Moret. Speaking of seniors, that's good to see Ben Moret knock down that little shot. That's a shot that he has to knock down when he's open. A lot of teams trying to lay off him and focus on the big three, and he's going to have that opportunity. It's a great shot by Ben Moret. Back the other way we go. Medlin with it for Oskaloosa, and somebody just lost track of Medlin and left him open.
That's 8 points for Spencer Medlin.
Yeah, kind of a surprise here. Medlin really doing most of scoring for the Indians. So charges with the basketball right side Bankston. Up top of the key to Lang. He's going to take a three-point shot, and it's good.
Yumbo!
Derek Lang, sweet-looking shot. And he's got 2 3-pointers on the game. Good job by Lang so far.
Chargers up 34-20. 14-point lead for the Chargers with 2:41 left to play here in the first half.
Here's a little jump hook, no good now. Rebound by Curtis for the Indians.
3 seconds.
Looks like 3 seconds. They don't call it. He pulls it out now. Curtis dumps it down to Medlin. He puts it up. Short, no good. Hawkinson had the ball. Got hammered, it looked like, and no foul. Now Medlin misses it. Lang with the rebound up to Bankston. Bankston now back to Lang. Lang's going to take the three-point shot. No good. That one was low forced. Felderman, great rebound over to Bankston. Now back to Moret. Moret just double dribbled.
I wanted to say, you know how we were complaining about that wasn't a foul on Willie?
Yeah.
Well, they got it back, but we got 2 fouls that he called on. Willie committed a foul that was no foul, and DJ
yeah.
got
it. I didn't complain too much. It even got a lot.
Yeah.
So thanks to Moret on the other end, he had that little 12-foot shot just on the other side that he just wasn't sure if he should shoot it, and that's one he just got to pop and have some confidence there, and he ended up putting the ball back on the floor and double dribbling. So back the other way we go. Now 2 minutes left, Sheridan up 14. Moret hounds Johnson. He gets over to Ryder on the left wing. Down low to Vanderbrick, hard to even say. Scramble for the basketball. Hawkinson ends up with it. He goes the other way. Now slows it down. Wisely gets over to Felderman. Great pass. Pump fake.
Yes.
Good.
Off the glass from the right side. That's exactly how you want it.
Yeah, good job by TJ there.
Beautiful.
Pulling it out. They didn't have numbers. He waited patiently. Found, again, a cutting Felderman to the basket. 2 points. Johnson with the basketball for the Indians. Got away with a little bit of a push off there. Gets it over to Jack Moore. Now back to Johnson. Down to Voderbeck.
Nice
Johnson gets jumped by Hawkinson, and it goes out of bounds off of Johnson. So Johnson gives up probably a good foot and a half to Hawkinson. Probably more than that, a wingspan, and Hawkinson definitely said, there's not going to be any of that in my lane. Sheridan basketball, 120 left, 36-20 with the lead is the Chargers.
They list Max Johnson at 5'9". Yeah, I don't think so.
Lang with the basketball, and he's going to get a foul called against, looks like Ryder Curtis.
That is the first non-shooting foul of this half.
First foul. It's been a pretty clean half, really, Mark. There's been very few turnovers, maybe two or three apiece for each team, and that's the 18th foul on the Indians. So Lang's going to go to the line with the 1-1.
And really, the referees have done a really good job so far in the first half.
Definitely. Lang put the first one up, and it's good.
I'll tell you what, Lang is 84%,
85%. Almost 85, yep.
And he is just, especially, the more clutch it is, the deeper in the game, the more pressure, the more likely he is to make it.
Put second one up, and it's good. You know, I've said this before on the air, I think, Mark, but if you're teaching a young kid how to shoot free throws, you need to just have him watch Derek. He's got perfect free throw form. He uses his legs. He's in rhythm. He doesn't fade away. You know, you got to watch him if you want to learn how to shoot free throws and you're a youngster watching the games out there. Here's the Indians now with the basketball all the way. Sheridan up 18. We got 50 seconds left. Johnson with the basketball over to Curtis. Now down to Medlin. Got away with the travel, but he did get a call on him.
Oh, okay.
So 38-20, 40 seconds left, Sheridan basketball.
This referee on this side,
yeah.
He needs to get a lot of whistle.
Hey, I got to give a shout-out here. I got Austin Berlin, one of my favorite alums from 2012, Sheridan alum, listening tonight. He's studying for a test at Simpson College Indianola. Here's the Chargers with the basketball. Ben Reck gets a nice little layup off of a great feed. Who was the assist on there? I didn't catch that. I think it was Sullivan.
Ben Moretto, 4 points, which is more. That's double his average.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
8 seconds left, and that's going to be a 5-second call. Great. Actually, I'm sorry, they're going to get an illegal screen. It looks like a moving screen on Wade Voderbeck. So Sheridan now with 6 seconds left has a chance to get the final possession, and Lang just dribbled the ball on the out-of-bounds line. Not exactly what we're looking for there. So 5.5 seconds in the half left. Sheridan up 20. Anybody else out there listening? Want to get a shout-out?
Shoot me a text.
You can text Mark. That'll get his number over the
641-203-5264. 203-5264.
Shoot the ball. Gets inbound. Johnson trapped in the corner. Somehow gets it to Voderbeck. Throws it up at the buzzer. No good. And that's the half. Good first half of basketball for the Chargers. Well on their way to a victory. Hopefully they are up 40-20 at the end of the first half. And we'll take a break here. We'll break for halftime. Hopefully come back with some stats for you in just a little bit. You are listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Know that falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton has land auctions online at iowarealtysheraton.com. Hanson's handles commercial property and residential real estate. All listings are also available on your mobile device with no apps to download and no fees at iowarealtysheraton.com. Interest rates are at a historic low. Hanson still has buyers with 100% financing. Now is the time to buy with Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton. Best-in-class sales, best-in-class service. That's what you get when your local Indianola car dealers join forces here in Warren County, Noble, Southtown, and Waters. With over 1,500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock at all times, we're sure we'll have the vehicle you're looking for at the price you want to pay. Just go to IndianolaAuto.com and see our complete inventory online. From new Fords to Buicks and GMCs, Chryslers, Dodges, and Jeeps, plus any and every late model, low mileage, pre-owned imaginable. That's IndianolaAuto.com, where you can schedule your service appointment, get directions and hours, find money-saving service specials, and more. And here at IAG, we leave credit histories where they belong, in the past. With guaranteed financing, we look to your credit future to assist in establishing your credit while you drive the new or pre-owned vehicle you deserve. Your complete satisfaction isn't just our goal, it's our only goal. Come to Indianola for every American make and model. Indianola Auto Group.
What started at the end of a dirt road over 40 years ago is now over 40,000 square feet of showroom. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton is over 40,000 square feet of recreation vehicles that are ready to fill your riding thrills. Your custom recreation is on display at CNC. CNC Custom Cycle, right at home. That's right, CNC Custom Cycle. They're a good deal better.
Thunder Country, KIIC, keeping an eye on the snow and the radar. We'll also update you on the weather forecast. A reminder that earlier tonight, Knoxville defeated Centerville 82-74 in a bit of an upset. And the winner of that game, which is Knoxville, will play here in Albia on Thursday night against the winner of this Sheraton-Oskaloosa matchup. The Chargers are up here at halftime by 20. So it could be a Charger-Panther matchup on Thursday night. And then one more game, if the Chargers can get past the Panthers on Thursday night, one more game before the state tournament for boys Class 3A basketball. Of course, tomorrow night we'll have Class 2A basketball as your Albia Blue Demons getting by Davis County after being down 11, win by 2. Albia plays Pella Christian in Oskaloosa tomorrow night for that Class 2A District 12 final. And again, that is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We'll have the broadcast for you, Jason Summers, right here. It's Albia and Pella Christian tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Oskaloosa. Taking a look at the weather forecast and the radar, currently we do have light snow in the Albia area and some moderate snowfall in Sheraton, really along that Highway 34 corridor and on down into Wayne County and Appanoose County as well. Some heavier snowfall back into Union County over by Creston. You know, looking for some continued snowfall on the overnight. Anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of snow. I think we've already hit maybe 2 inches here in extreme south central Iowa. And that weather forecast for your evening tonight does call for a chance of snow, and it will be getting colder here as the week goes along as well. I'm just pulling up the most recent one. Here it comes. So snow mainly before 2 a.m., a low of 12 tonight, and we could see up to 3 inches now. Then for tomorrow, partly sunny skies and 17 for the high, wind chill values as low as 0. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and a low down to minus 6, with wind chill values as low as minus 25. Then on Wednesday, sunny skies, 22, but wind chill values as low as minus 25 with breezy conditions and wind gusts up to 23 miles an hour. So a little bit warmer on Wednesday, but with those winds, it will be blustery with wind chill values as low as minus 25 Wednesday. Thursday, sunny skies and a high of 11. And then on Friday, a 40% chance of snow, mostly cloudy and a high of 15. Saturday, mostly cloudy, cold, and a high near 9. And Sunday, they're looking at some more snow, another storm possibly moving in. 50% chance of snow on Sunday, cloudy skies, and 15 for the high. Again, currently, we do have light snow in the lower two tiers of counties in Iowa, 19 degrees at Thunder Country. We'll head back to the Charger Dome where the Chargers lead by 20 at halftime after this.
What's on your to-do list this year?
Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Check out this new listing from Red Haw Realty, listing number 1525. It's a 120-acre fish farm, a turnkey operation, and the current owners will mentor new buyers. This 120-acre fish farm has a three-bedroom and two-bath house with new roof, furnace, air conditioning, and there are 40 acres more or less of cropland and 14 ponds. 80 acres of timber. Find out more about listing 1525 by calling Red Haw Realty, 641-774-4242, or look at it online at redhaw.com.
Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast. If you own or manage a small to medium business, this message is for you. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included our phone lines and our broadband, but also included guest wireless internet and a backup broadband connection free for a year, plus lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. So do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your local Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value and lowest prices, plus free guest wireless internet and a redundant backup connection for a year. Who doesn't want a backup connection with all that additional bandwidth? Get the same deal that KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. 888-0134 and get specialized small to medium business pricing and treatment. Plus, no calling a distant call center when you encounter issues. Danielle will personally work to get your issues resolved as well. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. Let's head back live to the Charger Dome. Here's Jake and Mark.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Mark Sullivan, along with Jake Schroeder. We are at the Charger Dome. It's halftime. Sharpton up 40-20. And I guess I have to have a couple of shout-outs. Rochelle Rupke up at Iowa State says all the kids up at Iowa State are listening in and keeping updated, and they're huddling around the radio, around the computer, listening to the broadcast. So, Rochelle, thanks so much for listening in. We really appreciate all the Charger alum up at ISU. Beat them up, ISU, another great basketball team. I think it's a good thing we're not playing them this week, because Fred's got those boys playing some serious basketball. And then Brian Fincham up at Faith Baptist Bible College in Ankeny is tuning in, and he's hanging on. He says he's really enjoying the broadcast, and I know Brian's real interested in possibly having Willie come to Faith and play basketball there. So there's that as well. So anybody else listening in, shoot me a text at 641-203-5264. Well, Willie Felderman, he's a good-looking kid, no question about it. He looks just like his mom, thank the Lord. is leading all scorers with 15 points, 8 rebounds, 2 block shots, and 3 assists. Jake Lang has contributed 10 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists.
Kind of a quiet 10 points for Derek.
Yeah, but you're right.
Which is not bad. Not bad at all.
Christian Bankston, a loud 9 points.
Yeah.
And that's awesome to see Christian have that kind of game and going to the hoops. 2 rebounds, 2 big rebounds, and 5 assists for Seabank tonight. Ben Moret, 4 points in the first half, double his season average, and 2 steals and 2 assists so far. And T.J. Hawkinson, 4 rebounds and 2 points. You know, and I was talking with Russ Ryder, the superintendent of schools from Oskaloosa at halftime here, and, you know, and his son is the leading scorer for the Oskaloosa Indians. The thing about Oskaloosa is that they're a one-note team. You know, they really don't have anybody but Ryder out there. They've got some other really nice kids, but it's tough for them. And now we're ready to go into the second half. They inbound the ball to Felderman, back to Moret. He's going to go in. Now Lang looks, puts it up off the glass. No good. Almost gets the rebound. There's going to be
a foul. Looks like on Curtis for the Indians.
Wow.
I guess good call. Lang was going up for his own rebound. Got hammered from behind. The start of the third quarter here, and they're going to call that a non-shooting foul.
A rebound foul.
Yeah. So Lang inbounds the basketball for the Chargers. Looking. Gets it to Bankston in the corner. Bankston over to Felderman. Felderman down low on the block to Hawkinson. Kicks it to Moret. Now back to Felderman. Willie dribbles, looking for somebody. He gets it over to Hawkinson. He's going to take a little 10-footer. Good. Nice little 10-foot jump shot in the lane for Hawkinson. He puts it up and in.
So he's gotten started a little faster in the second half than in the first half.
42-20, Sheridan lead. And here's a three-pointer hoisted by the Indians. No good. Rebound somehow ends up in Curtis's hand, and he puts it up and in.
Ryder Curtis is a good little ball player.
Bankston. Looks like he might have got tripped a little, so he had to throw up a shot. He went coast to coast the other way. Rebound Johnson with it now up to Medlin. Medlin might have got with the travel there. Now he puts his shoulder into Hawkinson. He tries to draw a foul. No good. Medlin misses a shot, gets his own rebound, now puts it up and in.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever seen Christian Bankston when he wasn't smiling?
No, he's always enjoying himself. But here's Felderman, puts it up, no good. Strong rebound. Hawkinson puts it up. This poor maroon jersey is there, and somehow T.J. Hawkinson comes in with the four maroon jerseys and ends up with the basketball. You just see this white jersey go above everybody. He just wanted that more, plain and simple. On the other way, we go. Ryder gets it on the right block, turns to shoot, and Felderman gets him from behind with the foul. Give me 2 shots for Ryder. 6:29 left in the third quarter, 44-24. The second half here, Mark, you know, being up 20, obviously the game's not over yet. If we can come out strong here, we should be able to put it away early.
Ryder puts up the first shot. It's good.
That'll be good.
You just want, you want to not get complacent here and just be looking forward to Thursday too far. You want to still play hard, run your offense, have everything clicking so you can go in with good momentum Thursday. You don't want to get lazy here in the second half. Ryder puts up the second free throw, and it's good. Nice looking for him by Ryder. And he's actually going to come out of the game for just a real brief break, I imagine, as number 35, Jordan Silvers, is into the game for him.
Indians
are going to pick up a full court press here, Marks, right?
Yes. You talk about, you know, complacency, though. Here in the second half, Oskaloosa is up 4-6.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we've got to come out and play a real strong basketball and be aggressive. All right, as Atkinson to Felderman over on the left block, and it's no good. Looked like some contact, and just missed it for Willie.
Took too long. Put the dribble on the ground before he went up.
Yep, I think you're right, Mark. He just need to go up right away. Willie now defending number 21 for Oskaloosa.
That's
Van Velhuizen.
Van Velhuizen.
And he puts it up and in. I saw that name, and I went to spit it out, and I was like, wait, I got to
think about this one. Yeah.
So Lang with the basketball now. Sheridan up 44-28. Oskaloosa in the full court press. Hey, why not? You're down 20. See if you can make something happen. Bankston.
Oh, nice.
Over to Hawkinson. Puts it up. And good.
And a beautiful assist.
Beautiful assist from Bankston. He puts it up strong, Hawkinson did. Didn't dribble, like you said. Went right up and in. 46-28. Charger lead. 5:39 left. Johnson with the basketball, gets around Bankston now, dishes it over in the lane to
double
number 25, and he goes off for a charge. That's Jack Moore. He just ran over Hawkinson. Hawkinson looks like he might have got the wind knocked out of him a little bit, or actually he might have taken a shot to some places that don't maybe feel the greatest.
Caden Carter.
Can I say this on radio?
Caden Carter coming in for Oskaloosa. Willie just came down and looked over and Coach Scully and made a grimace of his face like that had to hurt. Carter picks up the foul right away.
Yeah, Carter Caden.
As he reaches in on...
There's another one.
That was Caden Carter.
It's a reverse name.
It's Caden Carter, not Carter Caden.
There's Carter Caden on my roster.
Yeah,
so,
my roster's wrong. Well, it could be my roster's wrong. Oh, man, the behind that... Head pass.
Now here's Lang, dribbles baseline. Kind of got caught in no buzz then. Somehow found Hawkinson. He puts it up and in.
That's 10 plays now for Hawkinson.
We're going to get a 30-second timeout here from Oskaloosa. Tell you what, let's just take a one commercial break here, Joe. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
641-203-0578. That's the number for Bingham Construction. Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes and doing remodeling, general repair, long enough for folks to know if you want to be treated right and get the job done right, that's the number to call. For a new home, a garage, remodeling, from simple to complex, call Bingham Construction. 641-203-0578. Hey, we're not making this stuff up. Ask anybody.
This is Mark Feldman along with Jake Schroeder. We're at the Charger Dome. 5:10 left to play in the third quarter. Sheridan up by 20, 48-28. All 8 points for the Sheridan Chargers so far in the second half at the hands of T.J. Hawkinson.
What's funny is he's so quiet in the first half, but then he came out with a vengeance here in the second half. Oskaloosa with the basketball after the timeout. Nearly a steal by Hawkinson. Ryder's going to throw up a three. It's no good. Long chase for the rebound. Somehow corralled by Oskaloosa. Now they get it back to Medlin. Medlin spins around, got away with the travel.
He
walked a lot. I'm not not trying to be mean. Hawkinson gets the rebound here after, off the short miss. Now over to Felderman. Nice move by Willie. Drop step. Oh, it's good. Willie Felderman goes right. Does a beautiful spin move to the left up off the glass. You can't defend that.
17 points for Felderman now.
Yeah, Willie having a great game. Medlin with the basketball over up top to DeYoung. DeYoung finds it right wing now up top. Back to Medlin. Medlin's going to power his way in.
That's 3 seconds.
Almost a 3 second. Gets it stripped away. Now he throws up a shot, and he's going to get called, or Hawkinson's going to get called for a foul. Medlin's an interesting player. When he gets the ball off, he really doesn't look around for a teammate. He gets it, he puts his head down, puts his shoulder down. His intent to
the
score.
He goes to the basket.
I am going to shoot the basket.
He's a good little ball.
Yeah, he's very aggressive. I like his strength. And he puts up the first shot out of two. And rolls in.
He is every part of the rim.
I think he's their leading scorer on the night. He's having a good game.
Had I been keeping track of their scores, I might have been able to tell you that.
The Rider out for Oskaloosa. They do a decent amount of subbing, quite a bit of subbing, really.
The Rider's been sick this week. He's had a real bad cold and a little bit of a stomach flu for one day, and that's, you know.
Second free throw up and good by Medlin. He's going to come out of the game now for a break. I think they take the, you know, give him a short break on the defensive substitution here. They'll put him back in pretty soon, I imagine. They are pressing full court right now again as Lang gets the basketball in for Sheridan. He's picked up by Curtis. Shake and bake on Curtis. He loses the basketball now, regains his dribbles. Down the corner here to Bankston. Tries to get the cutting Lang, but couldn't find him. Now up top to Felderman. Nice entry pass to Hawkinson. Hawkinson turns, puts it up and good. Jay Young tried to draw the charge, fell on the floor. No call by the referee, and Hawkinson puts it up. 10 points and a half for him.
12 points. 12 points all together.
Yep. Here's a wild shot, up and no good. Rebound, DeYoung.
Get a rebound.
Rebound again, DeYoung, and he puts it up, and he's going to get fouled now. Not a real great effort by the Chargers there. A lot of standing around at that defensive possession and just kind of watching Oskaloosa do all the work. Coach Schooley not real happy.
Lang gets the foul.
Yeah, DeYoung, I think, had three offensive rebounds on that one possession. That's just he wanted it more.
You know, that happened last week, too, in the second half, where there were a couple times we went down and just gave them second, third, fourth, and fifth chances.
Yeah, this is one of those games that the free throw's up and it rolls in for DeYoung. One of those games where it seems kind of out of hand and the crowd is pretty quiet right now and, you know, just kind of waiting for Thursday night already, but the Chargers still have to play hard here and play good basketball. Moret gets it over to Felderman, who drives baseline, and he's going to get fouled. I think they called that on Curtis, number 33, and that is on Curtis. So Felderman's going to go to the line for two shots. 52-33, 3:22 left in the third quarter. Sheridan has been in command pretty much since the start of the second quarter. Felderman puts up the first free throw, and it's good.
Here's talking a little bit about colleges. Christian Bankston being heavily recruited in football in several colleges. I know that Iowa Wesleyan's been real interested in him. Simpson's been interested in him. Willie puts up the second one. This one won't go. And Willie being recruited in basketball by Iowa Wesleyan and by Faith and Faith Baptist and perhaps St. Ambrose.
His Ryder gets it down on the right block for the Indians, and he puts it up and in.
And Ryder, just a junior, but he went and visited the University of Sioux Falls in South Dakota this weekend.
Felderman. Felderman wasn't ready.
Look at that hustle by Bankston.
And, of course, hustling ends up with it. Lang, pump fake. Now he does take the three-point shot. No. It's good. And that's another three-point shot for Bankston as the Chargers are going to call a 30-second timeout here. Bankston 3-for-4, I believe, from three-point range for the Chargers. Yeah.
Bankston just awesome tonight. Got 18 points for Willie now, 10 points for Lang, maybe 13 points for Lang. Did he make a three-pointer?
That was a three-pointer right there. Yeah.
Okay. Bankston, 12 points. Brett's still on 4. And Hawkinson went from 2 points in the first half. 12 points so far, 10 points here in the third quarter. Sheridan up 56-35 with 2:48 left to play in the third quarter. Been pretty even here in this first quarter.
That was actually Coach Schooley that called that timeout. Interesting timeout there. He had something he wanted to tell the guys quick. It might have just been a, hey, let's finish this strong right now and put them away. As here we go the other way. Shot up by Vanderbrook. No good. Nice. Lang's going the other way. He's going to go coast to coast. Left hand scoop. Good.
Oh,
Lang uses his left hand really well on those layups, better than maybe any high school player we've seen this year. And he puts it up and in. So really good balanced scoring for the Chargers tonight. Going to be tough to stop if they get this kind of balanced scoring from here on out. Johnson forces up a three for
another rebound.
I don't believe Oskaloosa's hit a three all night, Mark. Here's Hawkinson now.
takes it up, and he gets fouled by, I think it's going to be on Ryder. Willie Felder, man, he's got a lot of nice assists from Hawkinson tonight. He returned the favor there. Nice little dish pass, drop-down pass to Hawkinson. Hawkinson, of course, as always, takes the charm to the hole, and he gets hammered. TJ, not scared of a little contact.
Is the audience hearing me nod my head? Off the front of the rim.
But how exciting the first game was and how loud it was in here. It's really quiet this game, even though there's a good crowd tonight.
A huge crowd tonight.
Yeah, just a little bit of a lopsided game right now. 23-point Charger lead after Hawkinson misses the first one. He's going to put the second one up right now. And it's good.
Bingo, bingo.
Yeah, it's first game. Knoxville upset Centerville, 82-74. So the winner of this game, looking like Sheridan, is going to get Knoxville Thursday night, and that game will be played in Albion. Here's a nice tip away by Hawkinson. Bankston comes up with it, pushes it the other way, up over to Felderman. He dishes it to Hawkinson. Maybe could have shot it there. Hawkinson puts up a long jump hook and no good. Johnson with it now for the Indians. I think Willie had a good shot there, and he didn't realize it. So Johnson now gets it knocked away by Bankston. Boy, Bankston's just all over defensively. Somehow it goes into the arms of Jack Moore, and he puts up an easy layup on the baseline for the Indians. 59-37 now, 1:20 left in the third quarter. Sheridan with the lead and the basketball. Lang with it, looking for Felderman. Now drops it over baseline to him. Willie gives it to Hawkinson on the elbow. Hawkinson gets poked in the eye. No call. Lang's going to take a baseline three-pointer now. No good. Willie Felderman fights for it, and it's corralled by Spencer Medlin. For the Indians. Medlin now basketball back. Nice little up and under, but couldn't convert it. He's looking for a foul.
He was, and he should have got it.
Yep, got it. Knocked in the head. Here's a nice little give and go here.
Bankston to Moret, and Moret looked like he had an open pass to the rebound, or to the back of the board from the right side. But Moret is giving up a foot to everybody on the floor. And dishes out to Hawkinson, who put it up and got fouled, and Hawkinson misses the first end of the two shots.
Okay, Hawkinson's kind of mad at himself. He's missed the first front end of both the last couple free throws, and he's been, I tell you what, he's been getting hammered the whole half. He took a lot of contact there again, too. When they're fouling him, they are making sure that he's not finishing that three-point play. The second shot's up, and it's good. We've got a 60-37, 23-point Sheridan lead.
What do you want to bet that tomorrow we'll be shooting a lot of free throws?
Yeah, we might shoot a few. Luckily, we haven't needed them tonight. We'll save them for Thursday night, right? 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Bankston
again.
Yeah, he does his patent. And tell you what, Christian, when they've been getting the ball on the block, you know, they're posting up their man, and they're concentrating on the man that's deep in him. And Christian keeps coming around from the backside and trying to tip away the ball. That's about the fourth time he's done that tonight, and it just went out of bounds. Medlin gets it on the inbound pass, and he puts it up and in against Hawkinson. I tell you what, he's gone up against TJ several times. Probably gives up a little bit of height. And he puts it right up and in against him. Medlin's having a real nice game. As Sheridan tried to throw a long pass to Lang, got tipped away by Oskaloosa, and they're inbound the ball into their own basket now, the Chargers are.
Lang did a good job of selling that he didn't.
Yeah, definitely.
Even though.
It's hard to say.
Hard to say.
Lang now throws it away, but gets it back. He's trapped in the corner. Now gets it over to Felderman. Top of the circle to Bankston. Felderman's going to take a 15-foot baseline.
Bam.
He got it out to Bankston, drifts it down to the corner, got it back from Bankston, and puts in that 15-foot jump shot.
That's 20 points for Willie now.
Left side baseline jumper from 15-foot. That's Willie is almost automatic with his eyes closed there. Here's Johnson, throws up a three well short for the Indians. Lang gets it. He's going to get it just before the buzzer, throws it up off the wrestling mat on the ceiling, and that's the end of the third quarter. So 62-39 is the lead for the Chargers. We're going to the fourth quarter. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Four Wheel Magazine has named the 2014 Chevy Silverado the pickup truck of the year. Being the pickup truck of the year is more than a phrase, it's a tough benchmark. Four Wheeler Magazine puts pickups to the test on and off the road. Test drive the stronger, smarter, and definitely more capable 2014 Silverado at Motor Inn of Knoxville. Silverado is the first truck ever to have a 5-star crash rating. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North. Buy with the team that knows the 2014 Chevy Silverado.
Whether you are recovering from a fall, illness, stroke, or surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center can help. Using comprehensive and individual treatment plans, we work to help you regain your mobility, strength, and daily function. With therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services, visit us online at www.lchcia.com or call us at 641-774-3213 to make an appointment.
Still a little bit of light snow in downtown Albion. Let's go back to the Charger Dome. Here's Jake and Mark.
Thanks, Joe. Jake Schroeder, Mark Felderman back here in the Charger Dome as the Oskaloosa Indians have the first possession of the fourth quarter. They find themselves down 62-39. They missed a shot. Ball went out of bounds off of Moret. So Oskaloosa retains the basketball under their own basket. Getting ready to inbound it here. Just underway here in the fourth quarter, 62-39, as I mentioned. Chargers in command really since about halfway through the first half, as Oskaloosa has trouble inbounding the basketball. Gets tipped away by Lang, and then Oskaloosa is going to get called for a foul.
I think Moret's going to go to the line.
Yeah, we'll see here. I think it's Lang going to the line, looks like.
When in doubt, yeah. Lang goes up to the line.
Just go ahead and walk up there and see if they correct it. So Lang's at a 1-1 opportunity here. Again, 85% free throw shooter. First one's up, and it's good. Lang, it's just
16 points for Lang.
Shocks you almost when he misses a free throw anymore, but he's got to be, I didn't see the stats today on the free throws, he's got to be one of the leading free throw shooters in the state, especially considering the amount he's taken. If he puts the second one in, 64-39, 25-point lead for the Sheridan Chargers. Might be the biggest one of the night, right around the biggest one, if not. Johnson with the basketball for the Indians. Gets Medlin, gets tipped away by Hawkinson, but then ends up back in Oskaloosa's hands. And
Willie's going to pick up his third foul.
Looks like Willie gets called for a foul as DeYoung drove to the basket. Tough foul there on Willie. That's not a lot of contact that we saw from here, but Willie's going to pick up his third.
Well, he wasn't set.
Yep.
And so if there's any contact, it's going to be...
DeYoung puts up the first free throw, and it's good.
He's got a nice beard. He does.
Got a beard, you'd be jealous.
Oh, man, absolutely.
He puts the second free throw up, and it's no good. Hawkinson gets it. Oh, we got to be careful. Felderman. Now over to Bankston. They got numbers. Bankston's going to go in untouched in for the layup. Wow. Oskaloosa just kind of all looked at each other while Bankston just drove right down the middle of the court for an easy layup. Not real good transition defense there. Bankston having a fantastic game. Oskaloosa in their half court now. Little pull-up jump shot. Might have been tipped by Bankston. Now Bankston gets a long pass from Moret down on the post to Lang. Back to Bankston. Bankston in the corner to Lang. Three-point attempt. No good. Boy, look good from here. And tip goes to Oskaloosa. And Hawkinson is going to get pick up a reach-in foul on the way down court. Looks like he got a lot of ball. Looks like he just poked away the ball, but that's one of those ones in a tight game, you know, with not a lot of depth on our team. Yeah, it wasn't a foul, but at the same time, you know, you got to be really careful with those ticky-tacky reaching ones when you're in the backcourt, you know, not to pick those up in a close game because we obviously can't afford trouble.
Have we subbed here in the second half?
I don't believe we have. I think that's Jack Moore, he puts up a nice little shot and goes in for Oskaloosa. I don't think we have. I was saying that hopefully we can get a few guys in here. Mark is 66-44 of Sheridan. TJ with the basketball. Hawkinson over to Bankston. Felderman with it on the right elbow. To Lang. Gets the screen from Felderman. Now goes into the lane. Free throw line. Jump shot. No good. Rebound. Ryder. Back the other way we come.
We're one and done way too many times on these. We're not getting any offensive rebounds.
Here's a three-point attempt, no good by Oskaloosa.
Yeah, they are.
Long rebound, but travel going to be on Vonderbeck.
That was a good call.
Yeah, that was. He rebounded the basketball and moved the pivot foot. Good call by the referee.
6-11 left to play in this ballgame. Sheridan up 66-42, and here comes Bankston.
Not sure what Oskaloosa's shooting percentage is. I'm sorry. Tell him, man, he's just on fire tonight. Before I can say anything, he's spinning again and turning it, putting it off the glass.
That's got to move
down.
He's really going tonight.
Yeah, he's just got beautiful footwork tonight, Mark. And here's another three-point attempt from the corner. And another offensive board. Jack Moore with the rebound.
A lot of standing around on the glass tonight for the Chargers.
Here comes Derek Lang down the penetrates into the lane, brings it back out over to T.J. Hockenson on the far side. He puts it down, now gives it to Felderman underneath. He gets fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Felderman already on tonight with 22 points. He's going to try to increase that a little bit. 24 is his all-time high.
Yeah, nice up and under move by Willie there. Going to the line again. See if he can hit both ends of the free throw here, huh? First one's up.
Yeah,
cross it in. I was going to say, Oskaloosa has not hit a three-point attempt tonight that I can remember. And they've probably taken, I'd say, at least 10 tonight. So three-point attempts just not falling for Oskaloosa.
5.5 minutes left to play in this one. 69-44, Willie with the free throw.
There we go.
Puts it up and in, and that ties his personal best with 24 points in tonight's game. Now bringing down the ball, Oskaloosa is taken away by T.J. Hockenson. He's going to look for the dunk. Oh, that's enough. And I knew he was going to go for it. He was looking for it off the way. Kicks it off the top, back of the rim. And doesn't give it the ball. Yeah. Skipped away, though, by Bankston. Picked up. Now Ryder from 18 feet. Not going to go. And the rebound goes to line.
Sniper Ryder. He just hasn't had anything going for him. Hockenson wanted that dunk, didn't he?
He did. Oh, they're all looking for a breakaway.
Yeah.
Willie can dunk like that. TJ can dunk like that. Here comes Willie Felderman up, and in.
Willie gets it on the block again. I tell you what, his teammates have done a good job of finding him in good position tonight, too. He's got a lot of nice assists directed his way. Just 20, good team basketball tonight.
26 points for Willie.
Yep, 72-44. Sheridan with the lead halfway through the fourth quarter. And Willie's
going to pick up number four.
There.
Again, hey, if you're listening in tonight, give us a text at 641-203-5264. You can follow us on Twitter at Yombo Radio.
Got a nice little grin from TJ's dad over there in the stands on that dunk attempt.
Yeah.
He was going for it, and the guy was right side by side him. It was a really tough dunk. He got it up there and just threw it off the back of the rim.
Ryder misses the first end of the two shots.
You see more basketball in Sheridan than I have as Ryder puts the second one in. When was the last dunk in a Sheridan basketball game?
It's been a long time.
Maybe Brett Spiker, which he's been, he's been graduated probably a good 5 or 6, 7 years now. So
Derek can dunk.
Yeah, I believe it, Derek. Derek's got some hops. Okay, speaking of Derek, he brings the basketball down for the Chargers. He's going to go right through the lane, draws four defenders on him, and I think about three of them foul him. We'll see who they actually call it on here. It looks like they call it on... I'll be honest with you, I couldn't quite see. We got a bad angle here. We can't see the referee, the front of the referee's hand. So,
Derek Lang dribbles the ball, puts
Lang.
The pumpkin up, and it's good.
Lang back at it. 17 points now, I think, for Lang. 18 right around there.
15, 16, 17, 18.
That's Coach Schooley getting ready to send in the mob squad here.
And
this will get a good round of applause from the crowd as T.J. Hockenson, Willie Felderman, Ben Moretta, and Christian Banks to come out of the game. They got a nice ovation from the crowd. Good game by all four of those guys. Got to mention Banks and Moretta and Willie Felderman playing their last game at the Charger Dome in their career tonight.
Yeah,
great game from those three. As Lang puts up the second one, and he misses.
That way he gets to stay in the game.
Yeah, he wants to stay in the game.
Joey Kretzinger, Sean
Solinger.
Solinger. He only works for me at Ben Franklin. And Hunter Storm and Brett Brady in. Nice long three-point shot.
Cornerback hits the first three-pointer for Oskaloosa tonight, and it's a bank shot of all things. So 73-48. Good to see some of the bench guys get some good quality time here. Here's Lang trying to ditch it down to Solinger, and he got poked away. Back the other way we go for Oskaloosa.
Somebody foul somebody. There you go. So that we can get Alec in the game.
Alec Reynolds going to come in the game now for Derek Lang. Derek Lang with a good game for the Chargers also. Final tally with Derek Lang tonight of 18 points, I believe, Mark. Was it 19?
18 points for Derek. For Willie. 13 for T.J. Hockenson.
I'm making you do the quick math here. I know you need to have a test.
Well,
here.
I do.
Okay. Yeah, calculator.
You're showing my age again there, buddy.
I don't know. I've looked at the scoreboard a few times. I've had to do that. 73 minus...
There you go.
Quick math in my head.
And Ben Moret was four.
So there's some nights after a day's work and things, my mind doesn't want to work anymore.
Tell me about it.
There's Jordan Silvers is at the line for Oskaloosa with the second free throw attempt, and it's way off. Barely draws iron.
Yeah, with the rebound finger. Nice.
So we got a whole new lineup in the game. You want to go over that lineup?
And here they come the other way. Going to drive on Joey Kretzinger. Drives up and good. He inbounds to Hunter Storm, and Storm is fouled, and he'll go to the line.
Yeah, Hunter gets a chance to get his name in the stat book here.
Yeah, Hunter.
Also a senior, so that's great to see Hunter Storm get a chance to
get a point there. Joey Kretzinger is a senior.
Yep.
Sean Sellinger is a senior.
Everybody in there is a senior. Brett Breda, Alex Brown. We got a lot of seniors on the team. And these guys work hard all year long, so it's good to see them get some playing time.
Yes.
Hunter throws it off the side of the rim on his first free throw.
You know, the starters get a lot of press, especially TJ and Derek and Willie.
Second free throw, no good.
But it's these guys that make them good.
Yes,
they're the ones that
hard.
Work at them every single night.
Yeah, practice hard every day and make everybody better. So, Medlin, what's the basketball double team?
That'd be 3 seconds.
Yeah,
they haven't had 3 seconds yet tonight.
No, they have not. There's been a couple chances as Brady gets a steal for the Chargers. He's going to bring it up court. Slow the game down. Joey Kretzinger gets it right wing. Joey's going to go in for the layup. No, he had a good open layup and just threw it off the glass a little too hard.
3 minutes left. 73-50. Chargers with the lead.
Fun seeing these seniors get some playing time here. Their last game also at the Charger Dome, and Oskaloosa is working the basketball around.
I have to laugh at something here, Jake.
Three-point attempt by the Indians. Sorry, Mark. No,
that's okay.
Rebound, and it's up again. We're going to get a foul call. It's a three-point play opportunity for Ryder Curtis for the Indians. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, you're going to say I just got a text from Brian Fitchum at Faith Baptist Bible College, and he was going to come down tonight to be and watch Willie play. But the bad weather in Des Moines and pretty good snow here tonight as well. And he just texted me and he said, it figures that the night that I miss, of course I picked his career high night tonight.
I'll tell you what, if he's been watching Willie play the last 3 or 4 weeks at all, he would have seen a lot of this, because Willie's been doing it all year long and just really turned it on. You can see the confidence grow throughout the year, especially in his offensive game. He's really aggressive on the offensive end. Jordan with the basketball now after the missed free throw by the Oskaloosa Indians. Down to Sellinger. Sellinger.
Oh, he's fouled, yep.
He puts it up, and he's going to get hammered, and he gets to go to the line. So Sellinger, a nice little spin move.
Sean is one of the nicest kids you're ever going to meet. He is just really, really nice. He's going to be more than likely going to Oral Roberts University down in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Great. Uh-huh. Sean puts up a free throw, and it's no good. Come on, boys. Get in that stat book here.
And he'll be following his mom. His mom's a graduate of Oral Roberts. His dad is the pastor at Truth Assembly of God. He misses both of them.
The second one, that's going to be off crushing around the rebound. 2:16 left, 73-52. Chargers have been in command pretty much all game, Mark. They started off first 5 minutes or so. Oskaloosa hung with them, and then the Chargers turned it on and broke open a 20-point lead at halftime and haven't looked back since.
Sherkin has fallen back into a 2-3 zone here.
Well, 2-3 zone from the Chargers, and we try kind of an alley-oop pass to Medlin. He gets it, and then he passes it off to number 11, Caden Carter, and yeah, he's going to go to the line for two.
Yeah, Alex Reno picks up the ninth foul for the Chargers, the first foul on him. 19 fouls for the home team. Then on Oskaloosa.
That's the first one up and in. Not a lot of fouls, really, most of the game. And then just the last 3 or 4 minutes here in the subs bin, and they've been all of a sudden calling everything.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of fouls all of a sudden. But puts the second one up, no good. Fight for the rebound goes to Medlin. Tell you what, Curtis got that. Medlin shoots the three-point attempt, no good. Curtis gets another offensive rebound. I'm going to say Curtis and Medlin, they're still playing hard for the Indians. Posts up another three-point attempt, no good. Another rebound for the Indians. And that's Curtis again. Three offensive rebounds on this possession alone.
Back the other way. A little running one-handed floater from Nick Waters, and he gets it to fall. And Alec Reynolds loses out of bounds for the Chargers.
No, but there was a foul called on Waters.
Yep, they are going to get it. I didn't hear the whistle. I didn't think they called it. So Reynolds is going to get a chance to go to the line.
So, Alec. So we've got three of these guys go to the line now. We're still waiting for the first.
One of these guys got to get their name in the stat column.
There we go.
Get their name in the points column. I think Alec lives right on the path into Russell.
Yep.
I drive by his house every day. They got a farm, family farm. And puts in the second one. His dad is one of the volunteer assistant coaches for the basketball team. Alec built like a football player.
Yep.
I have a feeling.
Grandpa, Dean Chapman, is a really fine man.
Here's a
nice long three-pointer.
That was Lance Beer Tanner hits a three-pointer for the Oskaloosa Indians. Suarez brings it up for the Chargers. Gets it over to Hunter Storm. Hunter needs to hoist the shot. Hunter gets it over to Breda. Breda is going to drop it over to Reynolds. Reynolds drives into the lane, kicks it back out to Breda. Breda throws it away.
Get over to
Caden Carter, and he puts it up and in. Not in, but off the glass. No good, and he's going to get fouled by Hunter Storm. So 48 seconds left in the game. Sheridan in command, 75-48. Right about at our average scoring for the year.
Yep.
We've been a real good offensive team all year long. Over 70 points a game we've averaged as a team all year. The first free throws goes up and good. Offense usually not a problem, especially when you have three or four guys that can score. One guy has an off night, the other two pick them up. Really a luxury to have. Really defensively and rebounding is the two areas if we come out ready to play. We can hang with anybody. As Kressinger, he gets the rebound. Kressinger's going to get his chance at the line. So all the seniors getting their chance at the line here. Getting a chance to score. It's good to see.
Well, say thanks to Marshall Featherman for your last task for tonight. That's putting on his coat. I don't know what the deal with that is.
And apparently he's had enough and he's out of here.
I don't know.
Wants to beat the traffic, Mark. Kressinger puts up the first one, and it's no good. I tell you what, there's two games in one spot here tonight at the Charger Dome. I'll be honest with you, I got here a little before 7, and parking was definitely not easy to find.
Yep.
Hopefully, if he misses the second one, hopefully Officer Friendly is nice to me, because I'm not sure exactly where I'm at, but hopefully it's legal. As here's Waters puts up another three-point attempt. No good. Another offensive rebound.
You got to get some rebounds here, boys.
And there we go. Joe Kressinger gets a rebound off another missed three-point attempt. Kressinger dishes it down to Breda. He's going to take a shot baseline. Breda gets in the scoring column. He hits a shot just inside the three-point line.
It was a two, but it was as close to a three as you can get.
He was on the line, and back the other way we go. Medlin takes a shot. No good. 10 seconds left. Sheridan basketball. Breda with it. He's going to race the other end of the court over to Hunter Storm. Oh, puts it up. He gets blocked by Medlin, and that's going to be the ball game. So the Sheridan Chargers come into district game number 1. Take care of business. Beat Oskaloosa 77-59.